Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trust and Inspire by Stephen M. R. Covey presents a modern leadership model built for a world where knowledge work, distributed teams, and rapid change have made traditional command and control management increasingly ineffective. Drawing on Covey's long-standing focus on trust as a performance driver, the book argues that people do their best work when leaders move beyond oversight and compliance and instead create conditions for ownership, creativity, and commitment. The core idea is not soft leadership, but a disciplined approach that pairs high trust with clear expectations and accountability. Covey contrasts two mindsets, managing people as if they are resources to be directed, and leading people as whole persons capable of judgment and initiative. The book positions trust as a measurable advantage that speeds decisions, lowers friction, and raises engagement. It also reframes leadership as something scalable through systems, culture, and daily behaviors that elevate others. Overall, it offers a practical philosophy for leaders who want stronger results by unlocking human potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from command and control to trust and inspire, a central topic is the shift from the industrial era model of leadership toward an approach suited to knowledge work. Covey describes how command and control leadership relies on supervision, rules, and compliance to produce predictable output. That model can still function in limited contexts, but it often breaks down where work is complex, ambiguous, and dependent on creativity and collaboration. Trust and Inspire reframes leadership as enabling rather than directing. Instead of assuming people need to be managed tightly, leaders assume capability and seek to create clarity, provide resources, and remove barriers. The emphasis is on outcomes and learning rather than mere activity and adherence. Covey argues that control-based systems create hidden costs such as slow decisions, low engagement, and risk avoidance. Trust-based systems aim to reduce friction, improve speed, and encourage initiative. The topic also clarifies that trust is not the absence of standards. Leaders still set expectations, define priorities, and hold people accountable. The difference is the pathway, influence, partnership, and transparency replace coercion and monitoring. This shift requires leaders to rethink their role from problem solver and approver to coach, enabler, and cultivator of talent. Secondly, the three stewardships of trust and inspire leadership. Covey organizes effective leadership around three interlocking stewardships: modeling, trusting, and inspiring. Modeling focuses on credibility. Leaders build trust by demonstrating competence, integrity, and consistency, aligning behavior with stated values. This is practical, not abstract, because people watch what leaders reward, tolerate, and prioritize. Trusting is the deliberate act of extending trust in ways that are both wise and empowering. It includes giving meaningful responsibility, granting autonomy appropriate to the person and the risk, and establishing clear agreements so freedom does not become confusion. Inspiring addresses the human need for purpose, contribution, and growth. Covey emphasizes that people are not only motivated by incentives and fear of consequences. They also want to matter and to do work that has significance. Leaders inspire by connecting tasks to mission, recognizing contributions, and helping people see a future path of development. The three stewardships reinforce each other. Modeling without trusting can look like moralizing. Trusting without modeling can appear careless. Inspiring without the other two can feel like rhetoric. Together, they form a framework for creating teams that are both high-performing and resilient, because trust becomes a culture rather than a personality trait of one leader. Thirdly, building high trust agreements and accountability. Another important topic is how trust and inspire leadership stays results, driven through clear agreements and accountability practices. Covey highlights that empowerment works best when expectations are explicit. Leaders and team members benefit from defining desired outcomes, boundaries, resources, timelines, and measures of success. This reduces micromanagement because the leader does not need to control the process when the destination and constraints are understood. High trust accountability also reframes feedback. Instead of inspection and punishment, leaders use coaching, check-ins, and learning-oriented reviews to keep work aligned. When performance gaps appear, the leader addresses them directly but respectfully, focusing on commitments and results rather than personal judgment. This approach supports psychological safety while maintaining standards. Covey also underscores that extending trust is not blind. Leaders consider risk, competence, and context, and then decide how to delegate and support appropriately. Over time, as capability and reliability grow, autonomy expands. This creates a virtuous cycle where people rise to expectations because they experience ownership. The topic is especially relevant in remote or cross-functional environments where constant oversight is impossible. Agreements create clarity at a distance, and trust reduces friction so teams can move faster without losing alignment. Fourthly, leading whole people, not just roles. Covey stresses that effective leadership recognizes people as whole persons with talent, judgment, emotions, and aspirations, not simply job descriptions. This topic challenges leaders to move beyond treating employees as interchangeable resources. In Trust and Inspire, unlocking greatness involves understanding what drives individuals, what strengths they bring, and what conditions help them thrive. Leaders create environments where people can contribute at a higher level by matching responsibilities to strengths, offering meaningful development, and inviting input into decisions that affect their work. This is not about being permissive or avoiding hard conversations. It is about dignity and partnership. Covey links this approach to engagement and retention, noting that many people leave not because of workload, but because they feel unseen, undervalued, or controlled. Leaders who treat people as capable partners tend to increase discretionary effort, creativity, and resilience under pressure. The topic also touches on listening and empathy as performance tools. When leaders genuinely seek to understand, they uncover obstacles and opportunities earlier. In practice, leading whole people can look like asking better questions, involving team members in problem solving, and creating space for ownership. Over time, teams develop stronger trust and collaboration because people feel safe to contribute honestly and take responsible risks. Lastly, creating a trust and inspire culture at scale, a final topic is how to embed trust and inspire beyond individual leadership style so it becomes a sustainable organizational culture. Covey suggests that trust must be reinforced through systems, symbols, and routines. Hiring, onboarding, performance management, and recognition programs can either promote ownership or reinforce compliance. Leaders who want a high trust culture examine where policies communicate suspicion, such as excessive approvals, rigid rules that ignore judgment, or metrics that reward activity over results. They then redesign processes to increase clarity and autonomy while preserving accountability. Culture at scale also depends on shared language and expectations. When leaders consistently use the same principles for delegation, feedback, and decision-making, people experience fairness and predictability. Covey highlights the role of senior leadership in signaling trust through transparency and by empowering frontline decision makers. He also emphasizes that culture change requires patience and repetition. A few inspirational messages are not enough if daily behaviors and incentives contradict them. This topic is practical for leaders managing growth, mergers, or distributed teams because trust becomes a coordination mechanism. When trust is high, collaboration speeds up, innovation increases, and the organization can adapt quickly without relying on constant top-down direction. In conclusion, Trust and Inspire is best suited for managers, executives, team leads, and entrepreneurs who sense that traditional oversight-heavy leadership is limiting performance, especially in knowledge work, hybrid teams, and fast-changing industries. It also fits emerging leaders who want a clear philosophy for building credibility while empowering others. The book's benefit comes from combining a human-centered view of people with a disciplined approach to results. By focusing on modeling credibility, extending trust thoughtfully, and inspiring through purpose and growth, readers can create teams that take ownership, collaborate more naturally, and innovate with less fear. In daily life at work, this can translate into faster decisions, fewer bottlenecks, and a stronger sense of meaning for both leaders and contributors. Compared with similar leadership books that lean heavily on motivation or charisma, Covey's approach stands out for treating trust as an operational advantage, not a vague ideal. It offers a structured lens for replacing micromanagement with clear agreements and accountability, which helps leaders avoid the common pitfall of empowerment without standards. For readers looking to improve culture and performance together, it is a practical investment with long-term returns. If you would like to support Stephen M. R. Covey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.